This I believe. The people of Colorado Springs know who B. Lee Pace is. His name appears on the masthead of the Colorado Springs News. His voice is heard over station KVOR. B. Lee Pace graduated from the University of Missouri's School of Journalism and has been dealing with today's news ever since. The news gives us all something to think about. Here is what Lee Pace has come to believe.
During the Depression, a welfare official visited the home of a certain poor family in my community. It was his duty to investigate rumors of relief money being improperly spent. When the visitor asked the mother to answer the charges, she promptly admitted that part of the dole given her for food and clothing had been used to make small payments on a radio. "But, sir," she implored with emotion-filled voice, "we must have music in our home. Music is food for our souls, and we need to nourish our spirit every bit as much as our bodies. The world today is very sad. Times are terrible. We cannot live without hope and courage. Take away our wonderful music, its beauty, its inspiration, and you take away everything. There would be nothing left." I do not know how the welfare worker made his official report, but I do know he understood this poor woman's philosophy. And I also know the music company never had to reclaim that radio. I believe in things like that. I believe in the necessity for great music and other magnificent beauty, whether it be in the art of masterpieces, the expression of a mother's love, or even in things much simpler. Of stuff like this are faith and courage made. Every day I see faith demonstrated in the well-adjusted lives of those who best meet the awful problems of a distressed world. It has always been so. The history of men and women who have overcome handicaps, who have dreamed practical dreams, who have promoted progress and happiness, is a history of individuals bolstered by the power of faith. I believe there is a solution for every problem that confronts us. I believe there is a cure for cancer. Someday, somewhere, it will be found by men of faith. I believe there is a cure for that equally serious cancer of the body politic we know as war. Someday, it too will be found, also by men of faith. That we have not yet discovered these panaceas and others is frequently disheartening, but the delay foreshadows no ultimate defeat. We have advanced greatly in our search for both remedies. Today we are further along than we have ever been before, and we shall eventually find the right answers. Those pessimists who say we shall always have war because we have always had war base their penalizing discouragement upon man's continued inhumanity to man. They lose sight of the fact we have made greater strides in the humanities this past half century than in all the ages before. That pessimism which envisions the inevitability of war would never have soared Franklin's kite into the skies, would never have sat beneath an apple tree with Sir Isaac Newton. Such fears would never have climbed into the rickety cockpit with the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk, nor have kept company through the long hours with the Edisons, the Fords, and a thousand others in the realm of scientific exploration. I believe that all betterment in the past has come from men of vision, courage, and faith. I believe that in the future we must depend upon similar source. It is not to be expected, however, that all of our perplexities can be solved overnight, neither our individual ills nor those of society as a whole. There will always be other problems to supplant those we solve, but that need not be discouraging, because only as there are mysteries to intrigue us and great unknowns to explore, will there be that inviting challenge which fosters ambition and inspires courage. Only through challenge and use does faith prosper, and as faith grows, we discover those meaningful attributes that make for human attainment and happiness. There is a record of all history to prove it.
That was Mr. B. Lee Pace, associate editor of the Colorado Springs News, and newscaster for station KVOR.